I turned my eyes to Lucio. I also don't think it would be stupid to have a couple of knights on standby in case I'm wrong. Lucio's head rocked back a little. No reason not to hedge our bets, I told her quietly. These people don't play nice like the Unseelie Fae or the Red Court. I've seen them in action, Captain. She pursed her lips and her eyes never wavered from my face. All right, Warden, she said finally. It's your city. I did not agree to this, Guard said, rising, her expression dark. Oh, deal with it, Blondie, I told her. Beggars and choosers. The White Council is backing you up on this one, but don't start thinking it's because we work for you, or your boss. I'm going to be there too, Murphy said quietly without looking up from her gun. Not just somewhere nearby. There, in the room. Pretty much everyone there said no, or some variant of it at that point, except for Hendricks, who didn't talk a lot, and me, who knew better. Murphy put her gun back together during the protests and loaded it in the silence afterward. If you people want to have your plots and your shadowy wars in private, she said, you should take them to Antarctica or somewhere. Or you could do this in New York or Boise, and this isn't any of my business. But you aren't in any of those places. You're in Chicago, and when things get out of hand, it's the people I'm sworn to protect who are endangered. She rose, and though she was the shortest person in the room, she wasn't looking up at anyone. I'm going to be there as a moderating influence with your cooperation. Or we can do it the other way. Your choice. But I know a lot of cops who are sick and tired of this supernatural bullshit sneaking up on us. She directed a level gaze around the room. She hadn't put the gun away. I smiled at her, just a little. Guard looked at me and said, Dresden? I shrugged and shook my head sadly. What? Once we gave them the vote, it went totally out of control. You're a pig, Harry, Murphy growled. But a pig smart enough to bow to the inevitable, I said. I looked at Guard and said, far as I'm concerned, she's got a legitimate interest. I'll back it. Warden, Lucio said in a warning tone, may I speak to you? I walked over to her. She can't possibly know, Lucio said quietly, the kind of grief she could be letting herself in for. She can, I replied as quietly. She's been through more than most wardens, Captain, and she sure as hell covered my back enough times to have earned the right to make up her own mind. Lucio frowned at me for a moment, and then turned to face Murphy. Sergeant, she said quietly, this could expose you to a considerable degree of risk. Are you sure? If it were your town, Murphy said, your job, your duty, could you stand around with your fingers in your ears? Lucio nodded slowly and then inclined her head. Besides, Murphy said, half smiling as she put her gun in her shoulder holster, it's not as if I'm leaving you people much choice.
I like her, Sonya rumbled in his deep, half-swallowed accent. She's so tiny and fierce. I don't suppose she knows how to... Sonya, Michael said, his voice very firm. We have talked about this.
The dark-skinned Russian sighed and shrugged.
It could not hurt to ask. Sonya!
He lifted both hands in a gesture of surrender, grinning, and fell silent. The door to the house banged shut, and running footsteps crunched through the snow. Molly opened the door to the workshop and said, Harry, Kincaid's on the phone. He's got the location for the meeting.
Kincaid?
Murphy said in a rather sharp voice.
Yeah, didn't I mention that?
I asked her, my tone perfectly innocent as I headed for the door.
He showed up last night.
Her eyes narrowed. We'll talk.
Tiny, Sonya rumbled to Michael, clenching a demonstrative fist. But fierce.